Biden to brave transgender youth, your president has your back. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 8, 2021. President Joe Biden tweeted a pride message Monday to young people identifying as transgender, your president has your back. Biden complimented young people with gender dysphoria who deny their biological sex by referring to them as brave. The president has actually promoted the transgender lifestyle to young people since his presidential campaign and beginning officially on his inauguration day in January. In October 2020, Biden said during a town hall that 8-year-old children should be allowed to decide that they are transgender. The idea that an 8-year-old child, a 10-year-old child, decides, you know, I want to be transgender, that's what I think I'd like to be. It'd make my life a lot easier, there should be zero discrimination. He told the mother of a child who identifies as transgender. Hours after taking his oath of office, Biden signed an executive order granting sweeping rights to individuals who deny their biological sex. The order unilaterally eviscerates women's sports. Author Abigail Schreer tweeted about Biden's decision to eliminate the federal legal recognition of male/female biological sex, thereby allowing men and boys to compete in women's and girls' sports and gain admittance to their bathrooms, locker rooms, and prisons. In March, Biden displayed transgender flags at the White House to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility. Imagine being a trans kid and feeling seen by the highest office in the land. White House Director of Political Strategy and Outreach Emmy Ruiz wrote on social media about the display. And not just seen, but loved and cared for. Transgender Day of Visibility recognizes the generations of struggle, activism, and courage that have brought our country closer to full equality for transgender and gender non-binary people in the United States and around the world, Biden also said in a statement. Biden's promotion of the transgender lifestyle to children, however, has led him into an area that many pediatricians and former transgender individuals, or detransitioners, say is fraught with danger for young people, including the real threat of sterility. The American College of Pediatricians reported that experts on both sides of the issue agree 80% to 95% of children with a diagnosis of gender dysphoria accepted their biological sex by late adolescence. Yet Biden even selected a transgender individual for the post of Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, a physician who recommended, as recently as 2017, accelerating cross-sex hormones for homeless teens who are suffering from gender dysphoria and estranged from their parents. Dr. Rachel Levine, born Richard Levine, delivered an address 4 years ago titled It's a Transgeneration: Issues in Transgender Medicine to an audience at Franklin and Marshall College. Levine said during the address that those in the transgender medical industry who are seeing gender dysphoric teens from the street, living in homeless shelters, should not go through the usual procedure of first prescribing puberty blockers to stop normal puberty, but instead immediately administer cross-sex hormones. Levine described homeless teens who claim to be transgender as young people who have been essentially thrown out by their parents because of their gender identity and expression. The former secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Health said these street youth not living with their parents should not receive puberty blockers first, but instead accelerate immediately with cross-sex hormones so that the young people feel validated and are getting care consistent with their path. In his questioning of Levine during the latter's Senate confirmation hearing in February, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, an ophthalmologist, referred to the talk the nominee gave in 2017. He asked Levine, "Do you support the government intervening to override the parents' consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and/or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? You have said that you're willing to accelerate the protocols for street kids. I'm alarmed that poor kids with no parents who are homeless and distraught, you would just go through this and allow that to happen to a minor." Levine failed to answer Paul's questions, including his question, "Do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?" The nominee merely repeated a prepared response, saying, "Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field." In May, national leaders warned of the consequences of the announcement by Biden's HHS. led by Xavier Becerra, that the administration will interpret sexual discrimination in federal healthcare rules to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Last fall, American Principles Project, APP, PAC produced an ad warning that promoting sex change treatments for children would become official government policy should Joe Biden be elected, APP President Terry Schilling said. At the time, the ad was widely denounced in the media as misinformation. Schilling said, however, his organization's concerns have sadly been vindicated, and cited the statement by transgender HHS Assistant Secretary Levine, who said, "The mission of our department is to enhance the health and well-being of all Americans, no matter their gender identity or sexual orientation. All people need access to healthcare services to fix a broken bone, protect their heart health, and screen for cancer risk. No one should be discriminated against when seeking medical services because of who they are." Make no mistake, the policy announced by HHS today is not about fixing a broken bone or screening for cancer risk, Schilling responded. No American was being denied access to these treatments for identifying as LGBTQ. Rather, this policy is really about forcing hospitals and medical professionals to adhere to leftist ideology regarding sexuality and gender, and in particular to provide sex change procedures to all comers, including children, he asserted.